I was what they called a squirt flirt, I guess.
Wait, I just want to get that. I want to get flirt. That clear.
Yeah.
A squirt flirt.
He called it a squirt flirt. And, you know, we're talking about perfume and my first real summer job.
Well, wait a second, Commissioner. No, I actually have a surprise
for you.
Still
want to go back?
I want to. Okay. I actually have a surprise. David, can you reach behind the curtain, please, and give us a surprise? So
okay, there you go.
So here we go. So Commissioner, in anticipation this of this. Is,
yeah, you knew some of this, right?
I was hoping maybe you could just demonstrate for us, like, what would it take, like, if I were a prospective salesperson, client. Here you go. I'll let you hold it. And you wanted to entice me.
This episode is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the state's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Since 1991, Texas Mutual has been helping employers prevent workplace accidents. To learn more about how Texas Mutual provides a competitively priced source of workers' comp insurance for Texas employers, visit www.texasmutual.com. Welcome to Austin Hires Local, your inside access to the work behind workforce development, powered by Workforce Solutions Capital Area. Join us as we dive deep into conversations with trailblazers across the local, state, and national workforce development ecosystem. From elected officials to industry leaders and educators, we uncover candid insights and innovative solutions shaping our workforce landscape. Get ready to explore the intersection of education, economy, and opportunity. This is Austin Hires Local, where the future of our workforce begins.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Austin Hires Local podcast. My name is Tamara Atkinson, and I have the honor of serving as the CEO of Workforce Solutions Capital Area. And here on this podcast, we bring remarkable leaders from across our state to talk to us about workforce issues, and we do it on the record. And today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Texas Workforce Commission Commissioner, representing employers, Hi. Joe Esparza. We Hi, are so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me. No, this is
going to
be great.
I am really excited today to talk to you about a few things. I'm hoping today you will talk to us a little bit about your status as a veteran and what you learned as a veteran. You've just celebrated a one-year mark. Yeah. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what you've learned this last year on the job. I'm hoping you'll talk to us about childcare. We're talking a lot in our community about childcare and what you're hearing from employers. And last but not least, I hope you will help us understand about resources available through your office. Are you game?
All things I love to talk about.
Right? Well, Commissioner, let's just jump right into it. Tell me about your first job. So now, I will admit, Commissioner, in kind of doing a little bit of research on you, you've had quite a few interesting former kind of first type jobs. So I'm curious, which first jobs do you want to tell us about?
Your first job, you know, it really kind of depends. It's what you do for money kind of a thing. And although I will have to say, Mayor Watson, being a stripper, I don't think I could top that, you know, being a floor stripper when we're talking about sanding and waxing floors.
Let's be clear about that.
But the headline's funny. I think one of the things, my first memories of, you know, being in a appointed place at time, taking a wage, it was very limited. It was for a long weekend over seasonal, and I was what they called a squirt flirt, I guess.
I just want to get that. I want to get that clear.
Yeah,
a squirt flirt.
He called it a squirt flirt, and you know, we're talking about perfume, and may or may not be ambush tactics to sell perfume. But my wonderful art teacher in high school, this was I think it was maybe a freshman, Nelda Black, taught me how to do calligraphy, and I enjoyed it. And she had some seasonal work that she was doing over the holidays, asked me to come, and part of the calligraphy was to sell this package of stuff. It was a big gift box, and you could get it personalized. And so I was doing the calligraphy for that personalization. So I guess I didn't have a whole lot to do, so the ladies at the counter put me to work in hustling, you know, some sales. So they pushed me out with like fragrances and things, and I didn't like it much.
but were you good at it?
Yeah, I think it was like everything. It was something I had to make myself do, and I appreciated it because it got me out there. My first real summer job.
Well, wait a second, Commissioner. No, I actually have a surprise for you.
Still want to go back?
I actually have a surprise. David, can you reach behind the curtain, please, and give us a surprise? So
okay, there you go.
So here we go. So so Commissioner, in anticipation this of this. Is,
yeah, you knew some of this, right?
I was hoping maybe you could just demonstrate for us, like, what would it take? Like, if I were a client, here you go, I'll let you hold
yeah.
it. And you wanted to entice me.
This is the Maison Francis Kirk de Jean.
Yeah, we are not sponsored by this.
Rouge 540. This is probably some good stuff. I'm not going to open
it. Some good stuff. That's good. But like, how would it go?
It went back a long time, but I would take a fragrance. You would spray a thing, uh-huh. and you went and wafted it around, and you asked people, "We're pushing this product." So that's about as much.
That's
as you're
about as far
get
as you
me.
Get. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's very good. Thank you.
But I went on later. That was, I think, it was a long weekend over the holidays. Uh-huh. So yeah, I made pretty good money doing it.
Very
yeah.
good. Well, it sounds like you tried that, and part of finding the right job is trying things. Now, you were starting to tell me about another job that you had.
Oh yeah. So I always look back upon, and great talking points for encouraging students to get involved. But also, you know, we have a lot of initiatives with soft skills.
Yes.
I did not, and nor do I still, seek out opportunities to speak to large crowds. But I mean, it's part of the job. I feel like I always need to get better at it. We're communicators at heart. But I wonderful memories of working at Knatchbridge Caverns there in just outside of New Braunfels and Schertz, in between there and San Antonio.
Okay.
I was a tour guide over the summers.
Okay.
And that was a great, great experience to work with people, memorize lines, interact with tourists who, you know, were just out there, interesting parties.
Sure.
So always exciting to talk about that. And of course, you see the billboards driving up and down 35 to go in and visit. So great family, the Weiss family that own that place. But it's kind of nice going back to the areas when we support small businesses and we do our conferences and, you know, personally able to talk and thanks people that, you know, shape my career and shape myself for that too. So
sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that a little bit about your history. Yeah. I'd like to continue to talk a little bit about your past because I don't know that everyone knows that you yourself are a veteran of the Marine Corps.
That's right. Yeah.
And so I would love to know a little bit about your service and how does that translated into your commitment to serving veterans now that you're at the Texas Workforce Commission?
Of course, yeah. I served in the U.S. Marine Corps in the Reserve Unit, most currently with the 123 Marines here in Austin. At the time, there was a weapons company here. We were a part of what was called the Lone Star Battalion, headquarters in Houston, deployed to Iraq with them early in the 2000s. Originally, I got in 1999, and I use my experience to relate to our emerging workforce, you know, and it's getting younger and younger, right?
Isn't that funny how that happens over the years? Like, we don't get older, but the kids get younger.
I feel like we're getting to them a lot younger because we're engaging students to think about careers as young as junior high, maybe middle school sometimes. Mm-hmm. We're able to bring reality to students at a younger age and educate them on finance, on financial literacy classes and all that stuff. So a lot of those aspects of the job that we do or that I'm doing along with the entire agency and the 28 local workforce boards are geared toward that. That's what makes this, for me, the best job that I've ever had so far. But when it comes to military service, continuing to hire veteran populations, you know, I get to be a cheerleader for looking to the veteran populations for our turnkey leadership, turnkey motivation, organizational skills.
Do you feel like
communication,
military people coming out of the military have those skills from that experience?
I do. And one thing, whether you're, you know, a high grade officer to somebody that joined, you know, as an enlisted and jumped out at 4 years and did a contractor or, you know, full-time career, you're always engaged in accomplishing a mission, trying to solve problems, challenges, and having to work with teams. I mean, that's really what you want to bring
sounds
on
like,
to your
sounds
your
like essential life skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
And employment relatable skills.
Yeah, and everything that, especially in the Marine Corps, when we were taught, everything as far as the details that goes into the training, that goes into decisions, that goes into personal character, revolves around accomplishing a mission and ensuring that people down the line survive. You know, it all works to make sure that we accomplish a mission and do it safely, and we're able to bring everybody back home. And that's what, you know, all the way down to tying your shoelaces, you know?
Sure, sure. Well, I thank you for your service.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
And thank you. I'm really proud that the Texas Workforce Commission and the Workforce Boards really honor our veterans through our service. And I would be remiss if I didn't note that there were actually two important dates that happened recently in November.
Right,
one is Veterans Day.
We just celebrated
Veterans Day to honor our veterans. How did you mark that day?
I marked the entire 2 weeks around there with a lot of the events with the Workforce Solutions Board, the hiring Red, White, and You are events, or hiring events all across the state that prioritize veterans and engage employers with seeking out veteran workforce. What's nice about the November 11th is November 10th, obviously, is the Marine Corps birthday.
Okay.
We celebrate our birthdays like nobody else when it comes down to it. It was our 249th birthday.
Wow.
So 250 is going to be a big year for us. But traditions, honor, and that camaraderie that Marines have, we like to burn it down a lot. So, you know, it's like Marine Corps balls all over the country.
That sounds great.
It's all
great.
Celebrated, you know, all over the world. It's pretty much around the same time. So
I love that.
Thanks for that.
And thank you for calling out hiring Red, White, and You.
Yeah.
I love that all workforce boards around the same time have this event where we have employers from our communities come in to meet with veterans and their families. And here in the Capital area, we're lucky to have our own David Olson.
That's right.
Who's on our team, who really headed up our hiring Red, White, and You.
Yeah.
So we're happy to participate. Thank you, David. And thank you for your service. I also want to note, I said there were two anniversaries. I also noted that you just celebrated your 1 year anniversary being a commissioner at TWC.
That's right.
So I should say happy anniversary.
Year in.
One year in and you're still here and kicking.
Doing all right.
All right, commissioners. So at TWC, there are three commissioners representing different roles. You are the commissioner representing employers across this great state of Texas. I think I saw 660,000. Does that sound about right?
That's right.
Employers in Texas. So what does it mean to be the commissioners representing employers in the state of Texas?
Yeah, and not to forget the 3.2 million small businesses that accompany that. So
fantastic.
This is a great opportunity for me, and appreciate the appointment to take on such a role. What that basically means is we represent employers when it comes to the function of our unemployment insurance cases. That's kind of the appellate process that the Texas Workforce Commission provides when it comes to unemployment insurance and workforce cases. What that means in the appellate process, we try to argue cases that help employers avoid an increased tax burden when it comes to paying out those types of insurance cases. So we've got a wonderful group of attorneys that's led by Tommy Simmons. And Tommy's kind of a rock star in the employment insurance case stuff area. So we provide that resource to employers. For one, you know, we argue those cases. We also provide the guidance that employers can contact us and pitch scenarios, and we can help them understand what the federal and state laws are when it comes to employment.
I don't know that our employers all know this. Does that mean if a employer, small or large, I'm thinking often the small and medium-sized ones who don't have their own.
Yeah. Small businesses hardly have a HR department.
HR department, let alone an attorney on retainer. So if they've got a employment law question, they can, who do they call? Do they call you directly? Do they call your office? Like, how do they get access to an attorney they can ask a question
Absolutely.
To?
I mean, as many times as I've been out into the public in our conferences, I offer our contact information, my contact information. We have a hotline that you can call.
This episode is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the state's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Since 1991, Texas Mutual has been helping employers prevent workplace accidents. To learn more about how Texas Mutual provides a competitively priced source of workers' comp insurance for Texas employers, visit www.texasmutual.com.
So besides unemployment insurance cases, having employment attorneys, what other services are available to Texas employers through the Texas Workforce Commission?
So assistance to employers directly comes in the forms of grants. We use WIO dollars. You're very familiar with these. We oversee the process of providing grants for federal and state dollars to basically upskill your workforce, really, when it comes down to it. The Skills Development Fund is a big one that's being taken advantage of right now.
And that's
now.
A fund People where employers are, yeah. can get receive money
that's
to
right.
grow their workforce from within through skills training, right?
Yeah. And Skills for Small Businesses is another great one. You know, if they want to upskill administrative finance, it's almost like opening up the course catalog at the local community college.
Oh, okay.
And having access to those classes.
Wow.
And you get that.
That's
so
a great way
benefit.
To think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. there's the other few programs. Oh, another great one that I really like because it gets me into workshops and, tool shops and things. The JET Grant, Jobs and Education for Texas.
Okay.
JET Grant is what we call it. So this is when an industry or employer partners with a training provider. We're listening to employers on what the needs are for their industry.
Okay.
Their employers are expanding. Texas obviously is growing with markets and our economy is expanding. A number of Fortune 500 companies continue to move their headquarters here to Texas, and we definitely don't blame them. We welcome that. But what does that mean? They're looking for workforce, right? So the industry is telling us that we need more linemen, you know, electrical line installers for infrastructure.
Sure.
So industry companies will partner with the training providers and ask for this grant and provide with the grant that's provided, they're able to buy equipment so that the students or anybody going through the training are operating on industry standard gear and equipment. And again, like, it's fun to go award these, you know, talk to the people that are getting through it, talk to the instructors, the soon-to-be students that are going to be going through these, and you see transition for them and excitement for them to see an increase in salary after a certain amount of time of some fun training that they get to go
through. Well, that's really our eye on the prize, isn't it? We want people to not only get employed, but grow their skills. I love what you just shared with us. What I heard you say is the Texas Workforce Commission, you have grants that can help employers invest in their own employees.
That's right.
And grow their skills. I love that you said it's like opening a course catalog for a community college. But then I also hear that TWC will support the equipment needed for the training so that the students and the students and workers are working on more up-to-date equipment that's related to that industry.
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, my favorite events so far are the refitting of, you know, high school welding shops and talking to the students. This is a direct pathway for students to get into, you know, a meaningful career early on that supports their training and supports further education, marketable skills, you know, everything when it comes down to it. And we need them to learn on current industry standard equipment. A lot of them are installing machines that help with their safety and their environment and everything that they're going to be, you know, hopefully if they continue with the course of that career, they're going to see the exact same stuff when they're out there in the field.
That's the idea, isn't it? Yeah. So they're working on current equipment. So you've clearly learned a lot in a year. Yeah. I would love to know in your year, what has been the most surprising thing that you've learned about either your role or what the Texas Workforce Commission does, and or is there a specific story that stands out to you that is memorable from your first year?
I think to look at in advance ahead and something that's huge on the Texas legislature's list, which I'm excited about because it's something that we're obviously going to be looking to, and I think it's going to have a huge impact, is the impact of childcare in the state of Texas when it comes down to it.
So did you know that Texas Workforce Commission administered childcare funds before you came?
I did. Okay. I wasn't quite as focused on the numbers and the budget and just the amount of dollars that come through.
It's massive.
It's massive. And it's logical. I'm excited that we're able to go and visit and listen to employers and hopefully. And my role was immediately to get involved with employers to get them engaged into the pipeline of policy decisions that are going to be made here in the next legislative session to make sure those employers are being heard and that they're actively engaging in the right people to listen. So when it comes down to any one thing that's memorable, I'm able to go on tours of programs and to see how program dollars are being used into certain areas. And I enjoy that. And I enjoy that because, I get to hear straight from the folks that are benefiting from these
programs.
You
like to be on the front lines and see how it,
To randomly get people that come and talk to, that'll see you or that'll recognize somebody from your staff. And I'm standing there and they say, here I am. I've been here for 7 years now. I started because I walked into a local workforce solutions door.
Yeah.
And they pulled me in and, you know, come to find out that some people maybe, you know, just a few hours short of a credential that opens them up to a pay boost of $30,000 a year when it comes into it. And I think a lot of population is just right under that margin. And most times you're going to find out that employers aren't even aware that there's a program to support you upskilling and thereby employers are able to pay into their workforce, and that builds a relationship with that workforce. Retainment is a huge deal. It also opens the door to move somebody up that pipeline.
Sure.
That allows them to hire somebody to get into the base level.
We love that.
We're always moving people. And I think that's what the Workforce Solution Boards are doing. It's what we as an agency are trying to do, is we're trying to move people into good jobs, into the pipeline, and continue that to go.
Commissioner, you mentioned childcare mm-hmm. in relation to what you're hearing from employers and also legislative sessions. So I guess I'd like to ask you, are you hearing from employers about the need for childcare? And what do you think is the impact that we have as a system in being able to support the workers with childcare services? So how does all that fit together? Because mm-hmm. I'll just say that Texas, as far as I know, is the only state that has childcare, federal childcare funds that run through the workforce agency. Mm-hmm. So we're unique in the United States and really matching childcare and workforce. So what are you hearing from employers about that?
Overall, our workforce pipeline revolves around engaging everybody that we can. Anybody that is wanting to find a job, anybody that is
in fact, our economy is so strong, we need everyone
absolutely.
Working, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a lot of initiatives that support higher abilities, people with disabilities, to engage them, our foster youth, second chance, our veteran initiatives. What we have is a large amount of workforce, available mm-hmm. workforce, that are pulled out of the system because of childcare. And we all know that.
Yeah.
Speaking to employers, obviously a lot of larger employers are able to not go at it alone, but they've got programs to where they can provide for their workforce. And unfortunately, there's
but not every employer
there's very few. There's quite a bit of businesses that aren't able to, and that's just how the economy works right now. But when it comes down to the initiatives, we are always wanting to engage those employers with our policy leaders that are doing that. Texas Association of Business and the Texas Restaurant Association.
Right.
Obviously, we learned a massive amount through the COVID pandemic that where we fall short, where we're engaging more. And they're leading a partnership to discuss this topic and kind of come up with a best case or a best case solution to serve as a resource to the legislature.
Sure.
I was able to find, and through our own Workforce Solutions, our child care division that we have, we have our Texas Rising Star.
Which is our quality initiative, right?
Yeah. So we operate the quality initiative to ensure that all care providers operate at a standard,
Right.
And I think that's important. We're trying to find more space for more childcare and maintain that quality. So I think those initiatives continue to support the childcare system in the state of Texas.
So what I hear you saying is there's employers are telling you they mm-hmm. need childcare to engage their workers. And there's a kind of a coalition of business groups mm-hmm. that are saying, yes, and we need to do something about it. I hear you saying there needs to be more access and we want to make sure it's quality. I love that the Texas Workforce Commission and the boards and mm-hmm. our work with childcare, I love that we really stand for all those things, meeting business needs, helping families. I know here in Austin, Travis County, there's a really particularly large emphasis on childcare, especially with the recent election and that ballot initiative. So kudos to you and the Texas Workforce Commission, and we're glad to be your partner in that. Yeah. Well, you started to talk about what's ahead. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the legislative session. It sounds like that's on your mind. I'm curious, from your position as the commissioner representing employers, what is ahead for you in the next year? Like, what are you looking forward to? What opportunities do mm-hmm. you see for you in your office? Representing employers, what challenges might be on the horizon? Tell us what's ahead.
Sure. When I started, I wanted to maintain operations that were doing well. So those initiatives that were already funded, I replaced Aaron Demerson and had the rest of his term to fulfill, to keep the plate spinning.
Yeah.
A lot of it was our Texas Interns Network initiative to engage, to continue to engage.
It's such an important initiative.
Emerging workforce. Definitely want to look into expand that initiative. Also, I learned about the impact of teacher externships and some programs across the state that are doing really, really well. You have career counselors in high schools were taking up the role, you're definitely available with a local workforce. When you get around to it, having students meet with somebody to focus on careers, how many times are they able to hit that discussion
sure.
in the school year?
Oh yeah, it's so hard for the teacher, the staff in those schools.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Definitely. And the teacher externships are great because we're able to put, let's say a program recruits 12 teachers over the summer to work, 8 days through this program, and they go and see how career development happens, by visiting, finance, healthcare, construction, skills, everything when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
And then they're available pretty much year round to a student that wants to ask, or they can talk about what they experienced over the summer. And we find a lot of value in how those teachers can impact a greater number of students and be there almost as a mentor for students that are looking to enter the workforce right out of high school or even while they're in high school.
I love what you're saying. And I love that the Texas Workforce Commission, you're investing in our next generation mm-hmm. of workers. I heard you mention internship.
Yep.
So that's right. Commissioner, correct me if I'm wrong. That's where students get to go to work with employers and see firsthand.
Yeah.
But then there's also the teacher externship. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's where we take educators.
Yeah.
And the educators are with the employers, and then they're learning firsthand and then taking it back to the classroom.
Yeah, it's like summer camp for teachers.
Summer camp for teachers. That sounds good. So why do you think it's important that the Texas Workforce Commission invests so heavily in both the students mm-hmm. and that work experience and the educators?
Well, one other initiative that I really, really enjoy, and I think we talked about a little mm-hmm. earlier about, having those soft skills, is we are wanting to engage students in more programs that get them out there, that get them understanding how business works, mm-hmm. and, supply chain.
Yeah.
What we're doing right now, we're communicating. An internship is necessary, one for employers. It also gives, somebody who's looking into work, whether or not they want to be in healthcare. They're able to take up an internship, for a couple of weeks, either really, really like it, or they might see some asset or some area of that job that they want to learn more about.
Try before you buy kind of thing. Yeah.
If they're working in a healthcare internship, they see how maybe they appreciate how the business of healthcare works mm-hmm. and can kind of go from there. But ultimately the goal here is to engage employers with potential interns and ultimately give them a chance to get their foot in the door.
All right, Commissioner. So you've talked a little bit about things you're proud of that mm-hmm. you're able to continue doing, but I'm wondering about your goals ahead for the next year. So in your office, representing employers for the Texas Workforce Commission, mm-hmm. what do you see in the future? What would you like to accomplish in the next year?
Long-term and where we are, that may open us up to another 30 minutes, but be able to capitalize on new technology that's coming our way.
I really appreciate you saying that.
Obviously AI, we have a great opportunity to reinvigorate our workforce and our industry by looking with our partners. Nearshoring is going to be the big move now, and we're already kind of seeing it.
Okay.
And I think that brings more jobs into the state of Texas.
Yeah.
The gap between our jobs posted and the job seekers mm-hmm. is ultimately filled by upskilling and all of the programs that we have to upskill.
Yeah.
Because what we're talking about again is some people just maybe a couple of hours short of a credential that could open the door to $30,000 to $40,000 more into their income. And we need to support that, and we're going to continue to do that. So big topics, but I think the next year and if the powers that be and appreciate the work that I'm doing, if I'm here longer than that, we really, really can affect a lot of great policy and be resources to the policymakers to continue to fill jobs.
Commissioner, it's been such a delight to have you on the podcast. Final question from me is there anything you'd like to share with our audience that I didn't ask you about, but you want to make sure we communicate?
Yeah, no, I think going over the more resources that we have, again, we serve as a resource to you. we have a couple of things that we're very proud of. Mm-hmm. I think one of ours is our Texas Guidebook for Employers.
Okay.
You can just Google that and it'll take you right to a PDF.
So you've got a resource already put together.
Book. Yeah.
This is the book for employers.
We talk about this is like the Tommy Simmons, one of our attorney, literally wrote the book for you.
Literally wrote the book.
This drills down federal and state laws into manageable substances.
Do you have to pay for this?
No, it's free.
It's free.
Okay. You can open it as a PDF. We also provide what we call the Texas Conference for Employers. This is about 15 to 16, 17 different events across the state. And we provide this book at this event as well. So you can get a hard copy. This is where we really get down in the details and educate employers, either the owner who is, you know, serves as the HR director, who serves as the delivery truck driver, all those folks, you know, we cater this event to you. And it's a great opportunity to do that. So look for the conference in your area.
Okay.
The Guidebook for Employers. Our newsletter is, you subscribe to a newsletter that we listen to the repeated issues that are hitting our hotline, our question line. And we put out a newsletter based on, you know, what's that hot topic that we should think you should know. So I appreciate everything that our staff does to stand those up and provide those.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I was able to attend one of those, those business conferences. Yeah. And
they're good.
And it was just fantastic. Great resource. Yeah. It was nice to see a room full of employers really just soaking up all the information. So thank you.
So as far as I know, El Paso in January, I'm not sure when this comes out.
All right.
But I do know that one's on the
Well, you're hearing it here first. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we'll be in El Paso.
El Paso in January. All right, Commissioner. Well, it's been a pleasure.
It was awesome.
To have you on the podcast today. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
being such a great sport. And I guess I will see
Thanks for
you
the perfume.
well, you know what? I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get any on my wrist. Like, I mean, maybe next time, but
appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Austin Hires Local, powered by Workforce Solutions Capital Area. To learn more about what you heard today or to see what Workforce Solutions Capital Area can do for you, visit WFScapitalArea.com. To stay updated on new episodes, subscribe to Austin Hires Local on your podcast app of choice. Until next time.